your exclusive home for Geneseo Ice Knights hockey.
The Ice Knights are on the air.
On 89.3 WGSU, Geneseo's Voice of the Valley.
Ice Knights hockey on WGSU.
Hello and welcome here at the Ira S. Wilson Ice Arena here in Merritt Hall of SUNY Geneseo here in Geneseo, New York, where we are going to be having ourselves the first round of the SUNYAC playoffs for the Geneseo Ice Knights here in the SUNYAC semifinals between the Geneseo Ice Knights and the Potsdam Bears. Only 32 seconds into the game, Geneseo is going to be starting their very dangerous power play, which is sitting at 31.9% on the year, first in the SUNYAC. Andrew Romano, Colin Keenan, a little too far. Gilmore tips up on that. Keenan tries to get the rebound. Loose puck, Keenan. Gilmore back to Keenan. Poked away that time by the Bears. Romano, Keenan up in front. They score! Colin Keenan on the power play. Gets a beautiful setup from Andrew Romano, puts it in through the five hole. The number one scorer in the SUNYAC Conference puts the first goal in of this SUNYAC semifinals.
Well, Andrew Romano does a great job down low, battling that puck there with Michael MacArthur. Just strips the puck right away from him, finds Colin Keenan all alone in the slot. No one there, no one home there for Potsdam, and Keenan with a nice easy shot right through the five hole.
Tyson, Gilmore, Romano can't corral that one. Loose puck in the neutral ice area as it goes to Salisbury. Salisbury makes a deep move, takes another chance, goes to Miller, wrap around, save it, Pagliuca, another chance, bounces up and scores! Brandon Miller just kept whacking away at the puck, jumps up in the air and skims behind the back of Michael Pagliuca. 8 minutes in, 2-0 Geneseo.
Well, they say never give up on a puck until that whistle is blowing. That puck was still in the air, was still bouncing around, and Brandon Miller never gave up on it.
Swings that one around to Gilmore, and a late hit, a very late hit by Potsdam. Puts McKay on the bench. Wilkins very slow to get up. Empey trying to get this one into the offensive zone, and it's going to be touched up that time, and Wilkins is very slow to get up. Potsdam is going to have a man in the box, but he is going to be escorted out of the box into the locker room. Michael MacArthur out for the game. Doran trying to find his eighth goal, all of them on the power play. Romano takes a shot, deflected, he scores! Colin Keenan able to get the deflection off of the pass by the initial shot by Romano. Geneseo up 3-0.
And Colin Keenan was just all alone in front. No one took a stick on him.
Goes over to Salisbury. Alternate captain from Bentley Falcons, a Division I school, with his 3 goals and 14 points on the year. Trying to find Hellmuth, takes a shot, he scores! Gordy Hellmuth able to get that one in the five hole. And Gordy Hellmuth has 3 goals in the last 2 games and puts Geneseo up 4-0.
And what a play there by Hellmuth. He comes in the zone, makes one little move to get the goalie off balance a little bit, and then fires it back to where he was just was. And, you know, it was a nice play there by Hellmuth, but Pagliuca has to have that one. He's moving a little bit over, doesn't realize, not really set in his position. And you'll see him shaking his head there as the defenseman trying to cheer him up a little bit, keep him in the game. But Pagliuca's got to have that one, but a nice shot there, nice move there by Hellmuth to give Geneseo Knights a 4-0 lead.
Keenan trying to direct traffic on the faceoff versus turnover, which he wins. Perna shoots this one out of the zone, and he does. Leith able to recollect that one, just going to shoot this one in as the Bears are going to try and regroup themselves. A hard hit taken by Perna, but it gets it to Miller. Miller, he's able to find Brink. He's all by himself. Brink takes the shot back, and he scores! What a beautiful opportunity there from Chris Perna and Devin Brink. Brink was able to outrace the defender all by himself. Goes to the backhand, and Devin Brink puts Geneseo up by 4.
Now Ryan Lee was there, and I don't think he realized how quick Devin Brink was coming in. Devin Brink just springs up on that pass, comes in, and Pagula tries to poke check him. He fails, misses, and Brink able to skate around him and put it in the empty net.
Let's quickly go between the benches with John Redden. John, it looks like Potsdam has just pulled the goalie Pagliuca and put Ryan Glander in net, and looks like they just made a goalie change down there, John.
Yeah, Coach Chris Bernard definitely wanted to switch up the goalies. It's now 5-0, still over, halfway remaining in the second period. They want to change the scenery in net.
Chris Perna keeping this one in the zone. As it's going to be taken away, bounced around, Perna going to shoot this one into the Potsdam zone at the blue line area. Brink with a turnover in the neutral area. Bozio, the shot, he scores! What a beautiful turnover by Devin Brink. Finds Dan Bozio in the slot by himself. Slaps that one in. 6-0 Geneseo. David Schmidt makes a brilliant deke move, but a penalty coming up this time. It's going to be a, looks like it's going to be a trip coming up to number 15, Connor Cruikshank.
Yeah, it's a tough penalty to take. You know, you're trying to just grab the puck, but you end up taking the legs without with you too.
Shots 20-5 in favor of Geneseo. However, the score is 6-0, also in favor of Geneseo, as Chris Perna is going to take the puck over to Matt Doran. Finds Tyson Gilmore. Gilmore, Romano fires one, he scores! Andrew Romano able to get the feed from Tyson Gilmore, and Romano, his 14th goal of the year, puts Geneseo up 7-0.
Well, Glander was probably playing Colin Keenan, who was also all alone in front, but Gilmore, who was probably also looking for Keenan, it goes right by him and goes right to the stick of Andrew Romano, who's all alone back door. No chance there for Glander, as once again, Geneseo converts on easy open guy all alone in front of Potsdam's net, and they extend their lead to 7-0 here with 46 seconds to go here in the second period.
Clark backhands this one, intercepted by Duran, gonna hold on to that one, kill off the last 9 seconds and change. Perna tipped up by Miller, held onto by Clark. 3-2-1, and there you have it. The Geneseo Ice Knights are headed to the Suniac Finals and will be taking on the winner of Oswego and Plattsburgh. With a score of 7-0, shots in favor of Geneseo, 29-25.
What a fantastic all-around effort by Geneseo and the Knights. I mean, absolute fantastic. They completely dominated Potsdam for most of the game. Took it right to him right from the beginning. Didn't allow him to get any opportunities. Kept all their shots to the outside and make the most out of their own opportunities. Geneseo is, that's a quality Geneseo game.
And the Geneseo Ice Knights advance to 21-3-2. And we've got John Redden with Brandon Miller down the sideline.
And I'm here with Brendan Miller, the Geneseo Ice Knights. How do you think that game went?
It was good. I thought we played well. They gave us two tight games earlier in the season, and we knew it was going to be a hard-fought game, and we jumped out early and got the lead, and that really helped us push through to the end.
How do you guys feel heading into the Suniac Finals now as your next game?
I think we feel good. We're playing some good hockey right now. We're getting some key guys back in the lineup, so we just got to keep pushing, have a good week of practice, and we'll be ready to go.
Thank you for your time, Brendan.
For all of us here at 89.3 WGSU, John Redden and Kevin Reese, I'm Ryan Lee. Have a great rest of your nights.